Exclusive, Leora Levy, Democrat Richard Blumenthal is the face of Joe Biden in Connecticut. By Ashley Oliver on July 18, 2022. A Connecticut Republican challenging Senator Richard Blumenthal, DCT, in this year's midterms made the case for flipping a Senate seat in the Democrat stronghold during an interview on Breitbart News Saturday. Leora Levy, a Cuban-American and former commodity trader, pointed to what she described as Blumenthal's challenge with being truthful, as well as his rubber stamp on President Joe Biden's agenda, as reasons she believes Blumenthal could lose his seat. "We have a great opportunity in Connecticut this cycle," Levy said. "The same issues that are driving this election nationally are driving it in Connecticut," Levy added, citing crippling inflation, an invasion at our border, and the socialist Green Dream. "Listen. Levy is in a competitive primary race, which takes place August 9th, but is leading her top Republican rival, Attorney Themis Clarides, in fundraising due largely to her ability to self-fund her campaign, according to the most recently updated data on Open Secrets. Should Levy be elected as the Republican nominee, she noted she could be the 51st Republican vote in a Senate that is currently split 50-50 with several seats in play in November, including, she contended, Connecticut's seat, which Blumenthal has held since 2011. "I escaped communism as a child with my family. We came here with nothing. I have lived an American dream, and I want that opportunity for everybody," Levy said. "But what's happening now is the policies of the Biden administration, rubber-stamped by Dick Blumenthal, are crushing every Connecticut family's American dream in favor of their socialist green dreams. So that's why we have a great opportunity here to win this Senate seat for the Republicans, and I will be the reliable, conservative Republican, the 51st Republican vote." In addition to Blumenthal voting in lockstep with the Biden agenda, 98.1% of the time, according to 538, Levy pointed to past instances where the 76-year-old Democrat has been caught misleading the public. "Blumenthal has a real challenge with the truth. He did misrepresent himself in his military service. He said he served in Vietnam, and then, when he actually hadn't," Levy said. Blumenthal, who spent 6 years in the Marine Corps Reserves in the United States, indicated on repeated occasions prior to joining the Senate that he had served in Vietnam. Blumenthal later apologized to the Hartford Courant over the discovery of his occasional dishonest remarks about his service, saying he regretted his imprecision in those moments. Levy also noted Blumenthal attending a ceremony in 2021 hosted by an affiliate of the Communist Party, as well as ethics complaints that Blumenthal, who is one of the wealthiest members of Congress, has faced for his stock trades. He said he did not attend a Communist Party award ceremony until the video surfaced, and then he said, "Oh, nobody told him it was a Communist Party event," when he was introduced by the head of it, who said she loves the Communist Party and everybody should be a communist, Levy said. "There was an ethics violation filed about a stock trade that he didn't report in a timely manner. And then he said he didn't really own any individual stocks. To me, that is the 2022 version of, well, it depends on what the definition of is." Levy added, "But frankly, he's part of the problem. Dick Blumenthal is the face of Joe Biden in Connecticut. And he has rubber-stamped every bad policy that has created the inflation, the high energy prices, the high crime, the invasion at the border. He endorses and supports all of those policies. We need a principled common-sense conservative, an outsider." Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.